Johnny Max in the studio. John McGivern, you went to State Fair?
I did.
You did?
You guys went, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, sure.
And
we
you love it?
Year.
Okay, here's my take on the State Fair, and you got to know that I do love it. I do love it, but here's my take. I want to be honest with you for just a minute. I'm not so sure the State Fair is really for me. Let me explain. You walk in the main gate, and the first thing you come across is the carnival ride section of the fair. You know, the tilt-a-whirl, the roundup, the Ferris wheel, the bungee rubber band fling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have to tell you, because of motion sickness, I have problems sitting in the backseat of a car for more than 3 minutes. So I can't even watch, let alone get on any of these rides without completely and every time puking. Okay, next is the livestock, farm animal, 4-H display portion of the fair. You know, the bunny barn?
Mm-hmm.
With the dozens of breeds of freakish yet adorable rabbits in the cages that have signs posted, do not put your fingers in the cage. Trust me! I wasn't even thinking about it! On to the cow barn, next to the sheep hut, close to the pigsty, across the way from the birthing barn. The birthing barn, where if you time it just right, you can watch a sow grunt out a litter of 16 piglets. No, thank you! I was raised in the city.
Uh-huh.
We didn't even have a pet growing up. So the closest I came to farm animals was the family that lived across the street. Don't even ask. Then it's time to make your way to the expo center. Acres of products being hawked by aggressive knife-wielding pots and pans throwing, rubber mop broom pushing, chamois rubbing salesmen. They are all wearing those limited and quality wrap-around-your-head Madonna in the 80s microphones. One year, I bought one of those rubber mop brooms. I ended up giving it to my mom, who has had it hung in her garage for years. It's as new as the day I carried it from one end of the fair to the other. After the obligatory tour of all things fair-related, it's time to find something on a stick to eat.
Mm-hmm.
How about a pork chop? Mm-mm, not really in the mood. I just saw a pork chop being born in the birthing barn. No matter what, I did go. Why? Because you know what? It's our state fair. And because it's one of the few places in the world I can walk around and feel really pretty. I love the fair.
I do too.
There were,
I think by last count, 40 different foods on a stick.
Really?
40.
Yeah, 40, 42,
yeah.
Something like that.
You got the cheesecake, you got the cheese, you got the pork chop, you've got
the pickle.
S'mores, there's pickles.
Mm-hmm.
I've only got
now,
five.
Now, do they do the cream puff on a stick?
I don't think so.
I don't think you can.
Mm.
You know, we went out and I came down dressed to go and I had I had a pair of shorts on. Kind of ratty looking shorts, Kiss t-shirt with the sleeves ripped off, Packer hat,
nice.
Shoes and black socks. I said, my wife looks at me and she goes, you're not a go. If you're going to fare it up, you're going to fare it up, man. You're going to go. But I took the black socks off and I switched the Packer hat. But we got the chamois.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we got the chamois. And, you know, I was just sitting there watching the guy, and Sue and Patrick were totally enamored by the chamois guy.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, we get, you know, we're not even going to give you one. We give you three wrapped in one.
Sure,
we're not going
to
give you one set today. You know what? We're going to give you two. You know, so now you've got six different chamois with two smaller chamois wrapped around. And just because it's the last day of the fair, we're going to give you three sets for $20. Three sets for $20. And they both turn and they look at me. And it's like, oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Is it for washing your car?
Yeah, I mean, they work pretty good.
I haven't washed my car since a Boy Scout car wash.
Well, see, Patrick's, you know, that was Sue's. Patrick's got a car washer going to Washington, D.C.
Sure.
So that was
it.
Sue's rationale that, okay, he'll be the best car washer ever.
Well, you know what?
You know what? And they work because Sue
they do.
Home.
Most of those products are
those
really good.
Those chamois work really
most
well.
Most of them.
Most of them. Not
the
all of them.
The chamois work well.
Because I'll tell you what. We were just grating some cheese the other day, and Alex said, hey, let's bring out that cheese grater that we bought at State Fair a couple years ago. We haven't really ever used it. And I think the guy who showed us how the cheese grater worked had like sharper blades or something.
Just big mush of cheese.
Because after about 15 minutes, Alex looked at me and he goes, this thing's a piece of crap. It doesn't work. And I just picked it up and I threw it in the garbage.
See?
I'm like, you know, I mean, we got two for one. So it's not like I felt like I'd really lost out.
You know what the other thing is? What strikes me is when you go to the expo center, if I were one of the people who were demonstrating, I would pay whatever it took to have at least one person stand in front of me, because invariably, when you are the first person, by the end of the spiel, there will be 25 people standing around you. It only takes one person to get other people.
It's the show. Oh, right.
It's the show, because people are like, okay, that guy's watching that. What's going on? And then, you know, but it's those poor suckers who stand there and nobody's in front of them.
And they just keep
chatting. That would have been us.
Mm-hmm. Steve went, and I'd been there since
that's
quarter
a long
to
time.
11, and Steve was like, you know, I want to. This is the only time I can go, and I was like, I can't, I just can't. Mm-hmm. And it was a mess, because I drove over to Time Warner, and I went with the cameraman and Mary, who produced that segment, and so they were like, no, just come with us. We have parking, we have credentials, we have pass. You know, I was like, okay, I'll go with you, and then I'm meeting my friend Pam there, and she can just drive me home. Fine. Pam lives in Glendale. So we got to the fair, and we did our stuff, and I met up with Pam, and they left in the van, and now I'm there without a car, which you know me. Mm-hmm. Me without a car somewhere.
Panic.
Completely. So I said to Pam, you know, you can take me home. She says, oh, I took the freeway flyer. So why don't you come with me?
Get on the bus?
Get on the
public
freeway flyer up to where? Glendale?
Bayshore? And then Bayshore?
And then you'll drive me back? No, I said, I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. It'll be fine. So I call Steve. Steve is working in Delafield painting. You know, he's such a good guy. And he says, you know what? I'll leave now and I'll pick you up. So I'm like, okay. So he calls. He says, I'm almost there. I says, well, Pam and I. He says, you know, John, I thought it was just you, and I don't have room. And I was like, just go ahead then. Just keep going. I was like, just fine. Go. I'll find my way home. And Pam's like, well, just take the freeway flyer. I'm like, I'm not taking the freeway flyer.
What's wrong with the freeway flyer?
Well, because it's taking me like it's around your butt to get to your elbow. I mean, it's like really far to get back down. I said, there's got to be a way to get from State Fair to downtown Milwaukee, where I live, back to Time Warner on 3rd and Juneau. That's where I want to go. So I left State Fair.
How about a cab?
Well, I'm like, is there a gay cab around here? It's like, is there a rickshaw, for God's sake? I got to get home. So I walk out the front gate. And first of all, Pam's like, we got to the front gate. And she's like, you know, the buses are all on the other side. And I'm like, I'm not walking through here again. I walked out the front gate. I walked down to 76th Street. And I walked down 76th Street to Wisconsin Avenue.
Are you kidding me?
I felt like a homeless gay guy. I did. I was like, I don't have a car. I've got to get to... I'm going to catch a bus?
You're so fussy.
I haven't been on a bus. I'm like, is it 80 cents? I don't know what it is.
It's like 210 or something.
I got on the bus and I said to the guy, how much is the fare? And he said $1.75.
Yeah.
So I had $2. I said, can you give me change? He was like,
no.
No. I said, well, can I put $2 in there? He says, I don't care. And I said, okay, I've got to get to 3rd and Juneau. And we're on the 10 going down Wisconsin Avenue. Now, what would you suggest I do? And he said, why don't you get off on 2nd? I said, and then transfer? He said, walk! I was like, okay, now the bus is full. The bus driver's mad at me. And I'm like, ugh. So anyway, so I get home and Steve's like, you know, and I was rude. I was, you know, Steve left work early to come pick me up the State Fair, and then he didn't know Pam was going to have to get in his truck van or his cab of his truck, and he didn't have room. And I was like, just keep going. So I get home, and it's like, I'm sorry. I was a pain in the butt. He was like, well, you kind of were. You know, it was just kind of rude. I was like, I'm really sorry. He said, but I want to go to the State Fair, and I'm like, I'm not going back to that State Fair. So he goes. He comes back. Guess what he bought that night? Those fabric balls.
He went by himself?
He went by himself.
He should have called us. I would have gone with him. I love the fair. I'm no party pooper.
Now I feel terrible. He didn't mind. He wanted to see the fair at night.
Oh, I love the fair at night.
He has to, yeah, it's cool. So he came back with fabric balls. Have you seen those? They look like...
And how does that get cured?
How do you take care of those?
Is there a pill or something you take? I don't know.